This is New England Public Media. In the last 10 months, New England's rich art scene has been hit hard. Those who depend on live audiences to make a living have lost wages, and many lost their jobs. President Joe Biden's proposed extension of unemployment benefits could help. Still, music clubs and theaters have been forced to hibernate, and some places have permanently closed. New England Public Media's Jill Kaufman reports.
Hello. And welcome to the Shea Theater Arts Center.
Online fundraisers like this at the Shea Theater in Turner's Falls, Massachusetts, have become revenue streams for venues.
We're going to need your help. It's been a tough year for all of us.
GoFundMe pages were started, one by Luthiers Co-op in East Hampton. Gateway City Arts in Holyoke also tried that route, raising almost $40,000, but it wasn't nearly enough. Owners Vitek Kruta and Lori Devine put Gateway City up for sale in the summer. What caused them to close up or at least seek someone else to continue their vision?
It's very complicated.
Adding to the fierce economic impact of the pandemic, Devine and Kruta had just opened a full-service restaurant and bar. But Devine says that wasn't what did them in.
Every aspect of our businesses was based on people being together. It didn't matter if it was to hear music or to eat or sit at the bar. You couldn't do it.
The community has been hugely supportive, Kruta says, but he and Devine are tired and realize it could be many months before they can reopen.
There was a synergy of everything we created over 10 years. It's like a small convention center that has meeting opportunities. It has catering business built in. It has three bars.
And had 42 people on payroll. Other large, longtime venues managed to hibernate. The Iron Horse Entertainment Group and its four Northampton clubs plus Mountain Park are rescheduling shows for later this year and into 2022. IHEG's Jim Neal said in a statement, basically, we mothballed the venues and we will reopen when the world is back on its axis. 10 months ago, the live music business came to a sudden halt. Reopening will be gradual and depends on how efficiently the vaccine rollout goes.
I don't think that people realize that it's not going to come back the way it was.
Marty Fullwood owned Club One in Agawam. It was a place well known for local music, tribute, and 80s rock bands.
And it was just turning around for me. And I had two rooms in the space. So it's huge. It's 6,500 square feet.
Fullwood says this wasn't his first entertainment venture and it won't be his last. And he's a bit better off than others. He rented the space for Club One and was able to get out of his lease. Michael Ibrahim from the Mass Cultural Council points out that many arts venues and organizations haven't been so lucky.
Some of our organizations have a building to maintain and long-term expensive leases that make sense when you're programming in person. Some organizations may have had very little cash on hand coming into this. Some may have already had debt levels.
Theaters, galleries, museums have been hanging on largely because of major gifts and state and federal money. And any successful shows are now taking place online.
If you think about Williamstown Theater Festival, for example, they had a partnership with Audible and they put their programming in ways that it's being shared much larger than it ever would have been.
The streaming revenue may not be as lucrative as ticket sales, Ibrahim says, but musicians and actors and others get paid. Royalties go to writers. Quite a few theaters have been able to hit pause during the pandemic, laying off staff if they had to. But in Northampton, New Century Theater, which ran for almost 30 years, permanently closed. Westfield News theater writer Mark Auerbach says New Century didn't announce anything prior to turning out the lights.
Like many small theater companies, they operate with a deficit. If they're not producing theater, they can't pay their bills.
One of the success stories in the COVID era of theater is Hartford's Theater Works. Auerbach says they have new live stream performances every month.
Some plays written specifically to be streamed, like their play Russian Troll Farm, which was named one of the New York Times Best of 2020.
Eagle, did you hear what I just said?
Russian Troll Farm by Sarah Ganscher imagines the daily life of professional internet trolls who try to influence American popular opinion.
I need tweets aimed at white divorced mothers with health issues ages 55 to 74 in Kenosha, Wisconsin. If we flip...
In the Berkshires, Auerbach says Barrington Stage and the Berkshire Theater Company look like they'll be up and running in summer 2021 based on their live performances last summer.
They both made impressive strides in working not only with the health department, but with Actors Equity to make sure that they can perform safely for their actors, their audiences.
It helps that each theater was gifted just over $1 million a few months ago by a dedicated patron. So much of the arts industry has been disrupted, and so many creatives are out of work. But playwright Michael Brady, a member of the Berkshire Playwrights Lab in Great Barrington, says people who work in the arts are resilient. They have to be.
Actors go to 100 auditions to get the one role. The writers go through rewrite after rewrite after rewrite after rewrite. There's a tenacity, I think, in people who are committed to the arts. They've sacrificed to get where they are.
Brady also writes poetry. In March, when theaters first went dark, he wrote, "On learning of the closure of theaters by government decree, a repeated refrain, the actors will come back." For New England Public Media, I'm Jill Kaufman.